His main poet, Hazrat Hatta Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to sit on the minbar and to say poems. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself says that I completed one some ash'ar and Nabi Kareem sallallahu presented, which are du'as to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which we will translate and we can see what great effects it has on a person. And then in the love of deen, of Islam, of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these things have got great, great effects. Another important incident here in Azadwal, many years ago with regard to the other group, and many of them had this about us, that we don't believe in Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we are the enemies of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we show disrespect. And those days I used to go to Krukusdorp town for Juma regularly. So on the same day, also some people are of the view that to speak in Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir about Sirat, about Sunnah is a bid'ah. That why confine it to this part of the year? Some people have that opinion also. So this is not confining. For example, when we speak almost our bayans every Mahdisat. It's just natural by nature. Whenever any occasion comes in your life, when you got married, you speak about your marriage. You don't celebrate and have marriage celebration and all that. You don't have a birthday party. But you think, now I'm 50 years old, now I'm 55 years old. This is a natural thing. So for Rasul, Quran Sharif, Ya Yuhannas Antumul Fuqara Ilallah. O people, and yeah, Allah didn't say believers or anyone. All of mankind, from Adam alayhi salam till Qiyamah's day, all the wealthy, all the rulers, all the ulama, all the anbiya, everyone together, you are all beggars by a moment. While we are awake, while we are sleeping, while we are walking, while we are sitting, we are all the time. And that is what is called tasawwuf, to be conscious of it. And then you turn to Allah and you beg of Allah ta'ala. Otherwise, everyone is, even an atheist is dependent on Allah every moment, but he doesn't acknowledge or kiss it, put it on his head. So somebody standing nearby told Hazrat, you're showing so much respect and love for the scarf, and that you are kissing it, you're putting it on your head, and you are thinking that it's from Medina Sharif, that on the scarf is written, made in China, made in Japan, wherever else it is made. So I said, where should you wear the two? And Allah gave us the head free of charge. Did any of us, there are many who are here now, 15 years old, 20 years old, 25, 50, 60 years old, in our whole life, did we make shukr to Allah? You gave us a head. With the topi we make shukr, the rumal we make shukr. And we were carrying on like mad people. Everyone should make a joke about us. That there is like a mad person, our action. Who did we ever make shukr for those brains? And the brains are working, not only while we are awake, all the time the brains are working. Our heart is not only working while we are awake, without us knowing it, the heart is on your body. How is that? You just put your two hands together. Here is your begging bowl. This is the bowl Allah gave you. And when we make namaz, with our chest, we face Qibla Sharif. And your bowl, it faces the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. You keep it up like this. This is the right way, not like this. And many of us also, like when we want to do Amar bil Ma'ruf, we are commanded. And then we are shouting the worst sound in the world, which comes in the Ankar al-Aswar, the Sultul Hamid, is a donkey sound. The ulama have written that the sound of every animal is zikr of Allah, besides a donkey. And other, but what does it signify? Something very, very great. Our one student, Maulana Fasihuddin, who is now in France, he is from the Comoro Islands actually, and mashallah, is doing great and fantastic work. He put it very beautifully in Arabic, that when we're putting our hands and we wipe it over, Allah has got many more names. This our Sheikh, Rahmatullah Ali, used to explain, like a person has got a keyboard. And whatever number he presses there, it will show on the screen. Or, for example, you've got all switches on a board. You press this switch, that light goes on. You press this switch, the fan goes on.
You press that switch, the 63. And 63 was the life of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in order to qualify, to take from Allah, live your life according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then each of our fingers have got how many parts on them? Three. How many two fingers? 10. 30 days a month. In other words, all...
One Tawi is not going to do the work. And not only one person help you out of your problem, the whole world can help you. Your problems won't come to an end. Till you don't come right, the whole world can give you aid and help, but you won't come right. We have to come right. Then Allah's help comes and our life changes. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Engage in du'as, inshallah.
Zindagi pur bahar ho to toti hai. Zindagi pur bahar ho toti hai. Kab? Jab khuda par nisaar hoti hai, har kali gul azar hoti hai. Kaun rukh sat hua gale milke, kaun rukh sat hua gar hoti hai. Jab khuda par nisar hoti hai, aakhri sher hai, unki narazgi se ae akhtar, unki naraz hai jab khuda par nisar hoti hai.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'd. Fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. To explain, he said that we needed kitabs in Tanzania, and there they were using, I think, Swahili language or whatever language they speak over there. So he said that Nias Farm, they got it translated into the Swahili language. And then he said they sent two containers of kitabs that were worth $40,000. And he said they didn't take a single cent. Ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Allah, if you are not in my life, I've got nothing whatsoever. Person can be driving the best car, but if Allah Ta'ala is not in his life, that car is not enjoyable. A person got the best home, he goes home, he's got difficulties in his home. Why? Because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not in his home. So a person has to bring Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala into. Days had passed, and after some time had passed, Hazrat Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu was concerned that I got my son married. I brought somebody's daughter into my home. But what is the condition? Is my daughter-in-law happy or is she unhappy with her husband? Is the husband fulfilling the right? Today we look at ways, it is the other way around. Normally when and then she says that he's so engrossed in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so involved in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that at night he does not even have time to come to the bed. So on one side she praised him, but in that praising of his, look at her intelligence also, in that praising also, she made her ishara, she made her indication that my right is not even want to go to the masjid. Faraz also becomes difficult for a person. Hazrat explained that sometime when a person is in qabz, when he can't flow, and at that time he tramples on the nafs,